This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Oh, yes. Good morning, America. Welcome again to another fun-filled chapter of Gun Owners News Hour. I'm your host, Bill Frady. Now, wherever you're listening today, it's either Saturday or Sunday, and I want you to take a minute to make a plan to right after you listen to the show. Don't do it while you're listening to the show. Listen to the show and then go do this. Tuesday was the anniversary of 9/11. And that was one moment in time when there was no partisan divide. There was no us versus them. Nike ad controversy. There was none of this Black Lives Matter. None of this was going on. We looked as one nation. So take that sober moment while you're thinking about that. I know exactly where I was when I saw the second plane go in live, as did many of you. But all of that aside, take a moment to go try to recapture what it felt like to be one nation, which is what we should be now. And go and find a way to listen to Billy Joel's Goodnight Saigon. And if it doesn't make your eyes well up when you listen to that, when you realize that a bunch of veterans were singing in the background with Billy Joel when he recorded that, and they were all Vietnam vets, because that is a song about Vietnam, but it plays to any generation today. I don't know who you are. But go take a moment and do that. But do that after the show. Now, if you want to see what a gun-free utopia looks like, you only got to look at one city in the United States to see exactly how it's going there, exactly what it is like, exactly what they want it to be for you. Tony Bennett sang a very famous song about leaving his heart in the city. A very nice, magical song about those cable cars that climb halfway to the stars. And the only part it omits is that once you jump off one of those rickety tourist traps, then you have to tiptoe through a minefield of used soup kitchen free lunches laid down by the city's army of ubiquitous vagrants. Maybe you'll get lucky and step on a discarded needle instead of a former bologna sandwich. And don't worry, before that arm... before that syringe went into the arm, it was only designed for one use, because they give out free needles in San Francisco to the heroin addicts to try to keep the AIDS epidemic down. For the first time in a long time, since in the internet age, you can now enter the search term on the Google San Francisco feces map, and you will be hit with 1,040,000 results. That's a thing now in the gun-free utopia. San Francisco was always grungy, you know, back in the 1980s. A comic named Bobby Slayton called it the city that makes its own gravy. But it's gone from being merely unwashed to being actively unflushed. It's kind of funny to the rest of us that don't live in it in a horrifying and disgusting kind of way. Just like the fact that these socialist geniuses in Venezuela are forcing the famished locals to gnaw on the zoo's zebras for sustenance currently. You look at these examples of leftism in action and you have to laugh. But then you have to understand this. What is not funny here is that this is not some sort of aberration. This is the future if the leftist elite gets their way. This is what they want for us. And they're doing everything they can to make it a reeking reality. See, San Francisco doesn't have to put up with this. Gavin Newsom is no longer the mayor. They could go ahead and do whatever they want to do. Of course, they're not going to because they don't get elected in San Francisco without. And I don't even understand how that's possible. You know, public sanitation is what separates us from the dark ages. San Francisco could stop all of these choking grumpies, you know, in public places. They could do this now. Most places don't have this problem yet. And if they do, most people wouldn't stand by. I mean, if I saw a guy getting out there and getting ready to use the streets as a public facility, well, I'm probably going to, you know, let him do that while I film him doing it. And then I'm going to say, I've got you on film, so stand there while the police come and get you. Give him a month in jail. But you have to want to stop it. And the leftist overlords, they don't want to stop it. They want what they've got here. This, San Francisco, gun for utopia. Syringes on the ground, heaven. Human excrement all over the place, heaven. Look at what they're doing. The commie mayor of New York is undoing the Rudy Giuliani revolution and ushering in a return of the Big Apple of Serpico and taxi driver time. The new Democrat DA candidate in Boston wants to stop prosecuting in the petty crimes that makes urban life unlivable. In L.A., hordes of zombie freaks wander the streets, overrunning public spaces and breaking into cars, knowing they have a basic get-out-of-jail-free card because California rarely puts people in the slam for that sort of thing. And California has gotten rid of cash bail. And, you know, they commit crimes, raping people. I mean, literally raping people all over the place. And they say it's all for justice, you know, justice. Justice for criminals. Justice for dirtbags. Justice for the mangy people who make it so you can't even let your kids go outside to play. But what about justice for us? What about justice for us all? What about justice for the people who work and support themselves, who try to raise decent families, who aren't some sort of bipedal cro-mag who's going around out there doing things that are supposed to be done in a private area? Why did we go through the Renaissance? Why do we have running water indoors? Well, that's because the elite indulge their weird notions of virtue by making us tolerate weirdos and losers and mutations. Normal people get to go do the hard work, pay the taxes, fight the wars, and now we also get to dodge piles of human waste in streets. Now, if you think they could actually do this where Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi live, well, that's a different story altogether. But the fact is that this is the blueprint for the utopia of the future from the leftists. It's a future where crime goes unpunished, pathological deviance is allowed to flourish, to thrive. And it's not where the elite live and work. Just like none of their kids ever attend any of the pathology factories that are the urban public schools. It reminds, there was one of the Living Dead movies where, like, Dennis Hopper was in charge of two high-rises where it was a completely different world than the zombie plagued world of the outside. And everybody lived in the same kind of fear that the elites want us to live in now. Because you're more pliable that way. And this shows you who the boss is. They are the boss. This is about power. This power, and their power to make your life miserable and even dangerous by forcing you, but again, not themselves, to endure this primitive misbehavior by making you live in fear. And they are figuratively crushing you underfoot and punishing you for being normal. All these awful people milling about doing awful things and wreaking the communities you live in, wrecking them. They are the result of your moral failings, of your selfishness, don't you know? Of your refusal to give even more of your money, freedom, and power over to the wise and kind and morally upstanding elite. You're supposed to go to them and say, please do something to stop this. But they're not going to because you're the villains and you must be punished. What they have in mind is no laughing matter. No one has let people treat our sidewalks like a latrine. No one. November's coming. But if you have to walk around in San Francisco, maybe you could walk around in Nikes. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back. This is the Gun Owners News Hour. I'm your host. I'm the pilot of this plane. My name is Bill Frady. Let's talk about what does and doesn't happen if you have to use a weapon in self-defense. Now, using a weapon in self-defense is a very complicated process. First, let me give you a quotation from a guy named Freeling. He was a celebrated lawyer Shoot when you have no choice. Don't when you have other choices that are reasonably safe. When you have no choice except to shoot, who cares if it's legal? When you don't need to shoot, who cares if it would have been legal? So there's a lot of things that come into the legality part of it. If I draw a weapon on a person and they continue to advance, they are in attack mode. If I have reasonable belief that they are going to cause bodily harm or kill me, which my bar is really low because my chest has been split open, so that does that for it, then I have pretty much the full force of the law behind me. That doesn't make it easy. That doesn't even make it great. But I do have law behind me. Now, let's talk about the things that come up with that. Because everybody asks the naive question, can or should I shoot someone if they fill in the blank? So let's fill in a few blanks. If you're involved in a deadly force incident, particularly one where guns were present, here are some of the factors that will lend credibility to your case. Number one, you should not be the initial aggressor. If it becomes obvious to the jury that you were going about it in public, armed with a deadly weapon, presenting yourself as bait, looking or hoping for an opportunity, an excuse to shoot someone, like Paul Kersey, played by Charles Bronson, don't expect very much sympathy, regardless of any other facts in the case. Prosecutors refer to that attitude as the malignant mind. The Latin is mens rea. The death wish motif may be made, you know, it was made into a movie, but neither prosecutors nor a jury are going to have any tolerance for that. Don't go anywhere with a gun that you wouldn't go without a gun. Okay. Now, number two, even when you are not the initial aggressor, when you're in a public place and you're faced with someone offering violence and or wishing to engage in violence, you declined confrontation and instead made a reasonable effort to disengage and separate, assuming it was mostly safe to do so. Now, this is very important, okay? Somebody can come up to me and demand my car keys, okay? They're going to get them. Somebody can come up to me and demand my money. They're going to get them. Now, if I'm beginning to, I'm going to follow my instincts. If I think they're going to want my keys and my life, well, they're going to get some stuff there too. But what I'm basically saying is that anything I can do to avoid that confrontation, I'm going to do. If I'm on the right side of the road and they're coming up the road towards me, I'm going to go to the left side of the road or turn around and go the other way or turn left or turn right or something. I'm going to try to avoid that fight. Most of your very highly trained, and John Farnham calls these people aggressors, they don't get into gunfights. Most of your highly trained operators don't get into gunfights. If you're going to qualify as an innocent party, you must not say nor do anything that any reasonable person would interpret as aggravating or challenging the aggressor. Blowing the horn on your car, that's supposed to prevent an accident. If you're going to scold or punish other drivers and pedestrians, this could be construed as conspicuous misuse. And basically, that makes it illegal, no matter who is at fault. And like your car's horn, your gun, using your gun because you're frightened, assuming your fears are genuine and legitimate, is acceptable. But using your gun because you're angry is not acceptable. So this is called sorting motives. The prosecutor needs to see yours as sensible and respectable. You need to be, number three, you need to be the first on the phone and report the incident to the police as soon as you can. In the eyes of the prosecutors, flight equals guilt. Always. Guilt also attaches to excessive delay in reporting the incident. Those who flee the scene and try to evade police are always seen as guilty parties. Fear cannot be. There's no reason to employ that because, you know, we're law-abiding people are not very good at evading the law. We're just not. So we need to stay there and do everything that goes along with it. But avoiding it and being aware. I watch people. Do you watch people going down the street every day and their head's in their phone? And then they go into a coffee shop and their head's in their phone. Then they go into a restaurant and their head's in their phone. Then while they're in the store, their head's on their phone. Everybody's got their head in their phone, and nobody's watching what's going on around them. And simply by watching what's going on around you, that level of awareness will save you a great deal of pain. Now, in most states, citizens of character are now trusted to go armed. Legally armed citizens are not required to be perfect, but we are required to be reasonable. And no matter the outcome, investigators, prosecutors, and juries need to interpret your actions as reasonable and your motives as those of a good person. Now, this happens every day. This happens every day. You can rest assured that if gun carriers were breaking the law, we'd be hearing about it by now. Because the fake stream legacy media would be telling you about it in no uncertain terms. And there would be the next thing to be banned would be carry permits. We need to ban these people, obviously. They're not cops, of course. They're not soldiers, even though some of them used to be. So no civilians should be allowed to carry guns because we're just not equipped to carry that and handle that and all this other stuff. But no, that's not what happens, is it? Now, let's be conservative about this. And when I say this doesn't happen, let me give you some sort of scale just so you can measure this in your own mind. Right now, Dr. John Lott, he says there's about 17.25 million concealed carry permits in the United States, which I think is about 4 to 5% of the nation. I'm not sure. I'm not doing the math. And the fact that probably on any given day, more than a third of us are carrying a gun, and we're not. That means, let's say, 6 million people carrying a gun a day. And yet, there's not 6 million, you know, shootouts over a parking space or, you know, cutting in line. There's not 6 million chase downs of concealed carry permit holders because somebody cut them off in traffic. That just doesn't happen. That's because we're very law-abiding people. Let's say that that is a conservative estimate of permits, and let's also throw in there the 12 states. Is it 12? 11, 12? I should know, but I don't know. Let's say the 12 states that have permitless carry, or as they call it, constitutional carry, where you can carry a gun anywhere you want, whenever you want. In that state. And let's say that let's give it 4% of the total populations of all of them. And on a daily basis, we probably have permits. And if everybody with a permit and everybody in permitless states that had guns wanted to carry them, we're probably talking 35, 40 million people carrying a gun every day. Those are just the numbers now. That's just the numbers of possibility out there. And we know that 6,500 times a day, according to the CDC. I know that Gary Kleck has walked his totals back now, but CDC didn't. We're using guns in self-defense, too. We're pretty good at it. Just know the rules. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
And welcome back. Gun Owners News Hour coming at you. I'm your host, Bill Frady. Hope everybody's having a very good morning. Some of you did email me. We're going to talk about that maybe later on in this segment. I want to read one email to you because I really appreciated that. But I still would like to know what's going on with you if you like this, if you like the way things have changed. Bill at lockandloadradio.com, LOCKNLOAD radio.com. Give me a shout or go to my website, lockandloadradio.com, LOCKNLOAD radio.com. I used to have another site that was spelled different. That's why I do it that way. One of the reasons, if it seems like I'm sort of going on the self-defense tip, the gun carrying tip today, that's because if there had been some gun carriers on some of these planes, which I know, you know, I know that's the bridge too far for a whole lot of people. There have been some gun carriers on some of these planes. We wouldn't have had a 9/11. That's just a fact. Now we have armed people on planes. We have sky marshals. I don't know why we didn't have them then. Before then, we'd had, you know, during the 70s, that was hijack heaven. But no, it's just like school shootings, though. We never learn. Now, let me make a discernment between gun carriers and gunfighters, okay? I am trying to be a gunfighter. And when I say trying to be, that means that being a gunfighter is a little bit like being a martial artist. You got to practice often and a lot when you do practice. And that is in a lot of ways difficult. And it is actually turned into, there's been a cottage industry that has developed to make it easier to train without actually going to a range and shooting ammo, which is good because, time is the only thing we can't replace. We can replace money, we can replace objects, we can't replace time. So time is very valuable. One thing about people that carry concealed, that they completely miss, which I think is the hallmark between a gun carrier and a gunfighter. And I know this is going to sound mundane, but just hear me out, is reholstering. I know the samurai sword was something that they practiced with so often that they would go through a little bit of a ritual and then they would resheath the sword without looking at the sheath. They would constantly be looking in the direction of the wherever the action just occurred. However, that's not so easy to do with a handgun, especially when you're dealing with something like an inside-the-waistband holster. So sometimes you have to look the pistol into the holster. But it's not so much that it's not safe to look away from a potential threat. But then the question comes up. If it's safe enough to look away and look at your holster, is the threat completely over? And if it isn't, then why are you reholstering your pistol? This is the thing that is the difference between a gun carrier and a gunfighter. A gunfighter, the acronym that they teach at Tactical Response, James Yeager School, is FAST. Fight, assess, scan, top off. And then the top and off part is just in case you have to go again because, exactly around you got to go. And then the other part of it is that when you have to go and holster your pistol, you do that reluctantly because how are you, and not because you want to gunfight some more, but because you don't know if the threat's over with you. The primary function of your eyes is to locate and identify a threat. So if you break visual contact with threats or threatening circumstances, that's not going to be a really good idea, particularly when it's usually unnecessary. Reholstering without actually looking at the holster is not possible with certain concealed carry options, which is one reason why I conceal carry the way I conceal carry most of the time, which is a very tight fitting hugging the body outside the waistband holster, because that is possible every time. It's possible with a shirt tail. It's possible any other way you want to go. So, gunfighting is, it's unfortunate that it even has to exist today, but it is a skill that is going to break down over time. And there's going to be lots of people that second guess everything that goes on, every little part of it. And this is just one little part of the where we get the disagreement about what you should and shouldn't do. However, if you are in a gunfight and if you've actually had to come out of holster and start sending rounds down range, the last thing you want to do is be a temporary success. There's a reason to carry a gun. The reason to carry a gun is that you have an obligation to your family and to your friends because they all have some feeling of affection for you. And you, because they have invested this in you, you have an obligation to them to be there as long as you can. Of course, we can't all stay there, but you get the picture. So one of the side benefits of that, of course, is that you also, if you're in a position where it happens with them with you, you can protect them. And that's the only reason to carry a gun, to keep from having your life taken or that of your loved ones. Having said that, when you go into, when you're training to be the gunfighter, and the gunfighter is the modern pacifist of today. This is why avoiding the fight makes better sense, because if we get into the fight, what we're going to deliver is going to be some hyperviolence. They're going to be coming in saying, I'm going to bust your head if you don't give me all your money. And if they're threatening, if my family's with me and they start threatening my family, I'm going to default in a way they don't want to go. Listen to that. Don't you just love it when the phones go off? I'm live. Anyway, forget that. Forget the phone. Phone didn't happen. Let me read you a quick email. I asked I asked a question of you the other day, and I got some responses. Here's one that I really appreciate. This is coming from Larry. Hi, hey Bill, I look forward to your Lock and Load podcast and really enjoy your latest endeavor, Gun Owners News Hour. You have a unique perspective and analysis of various situations that impact gun owners in the country that we love and have pledged to defend. Your guests have always been interesting and informative. James Yeager, Paul Markle, Tatiana Whitlock, which you guys haven't got any of those yet, but you'll be getting them soon, just trust me. And show how much we appreciate our rights and ability to protect ourselves and those that we hold dear. I had triple bypass surgery 16 years ago and can appreciate many of your anecdotes. I'm lucky to still be here, even though I've had to deal with failing eyesight, arthritis, etc. I served in the U.S. Air Force from 1963 to 1967 and can identify with many of the Cold War experiences and mindset that you speak of. Please continue the good work that you do. I am so pleased that you have so many great sponsors now. You do have a great voice for radio and commercials. Stay well, Larry. Well, Larry, thank you very much. The voice, I'm going to tell you about the voice. I don't know if I've ever told this story on the air before, but I will. My last first sergeant at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, when I was working in military intelligence for some, he was a little Scotsman named First Sergeant Neil. He was about 5'1". He would walk around me on a daily basis, poking me in the chest so I'd have like little pinpoint bruises, you know, right across the chest line. When we would have the NCO call, he would ply us with scotch and cigars. So what I sound like today, this is not what I sounded like when I was in my 20s. What I sound like today is the result of that resulting scar tissue that, you know, comes up when you smoke a lot of cigars and drink a lot of scotch. This dude, Larry, he was in the military when I was 2. And he was in the Air Force, too. And I mean, that was military back in the 60s was it was not exactly the glam job everybody might think it was be. But thank you for the letter, Larry. I appreciate that. Thank you for the email. And if you want to send me one, please do. Hope you don't mind me reading it on the air because, you know, I am an egomaniac. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
How about one more time before we go? Another good morning to you. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I am your host, Bill Frady. According to the leftists, I'm going to tell you something they believe fully, and this is misdirection. This is pure David Blaine magician stuff, okay? They believe that evil is a make-believe concept that we've invented to deal with the complexities of fellow humans. Those who believe this kind of twisted logic, number one, they don't get out much. Number two, they needn't imagine that they'll die of old age. And maybe you too, some of you, have probably seen evil up close. You know how real it is, and we're all too familiar with the way it turns men into monsters. And we also know and understand that evil must be bravely confronted, and that those evil men must be challenged and constrained, at the very least. Let me give you, when I say at the very least, let me give you the qualifications for this, okay? There are, I believe, there's 5 or 6 stages to the buildup for a rampage killer, what the media calls an active shooter. Don't go by any of the terminology that the media puts with shooting events, okay? Because these guys are not active shooters that go into schools and malls and places where they're playing video games. They're rampage killers. When I go to a range to practice, I'm an active shooter. And they're trying to make us one and the same. You see what I'm saying? But anyway. In the buildup to, say, a rampage killer, which is a very rare event, and it has a lot of things that come into it. In the buildup, in the first stages that they go through prior to this event, they are reachable and can be stopped with no violence. Reachable and can be stopped with no violence. When they launch their event, they are irredeemable and must be stopped. If you want me to spell that out to you, that means they have to be engaged by an operator that is trained to be a gunfighter who understands the legalities. See how this is all intertwining? Aren't I a master? All of this, they have to be engaged in such a way to where they're stopped and deanimated. And that means they're no longer pursuing the course of action. And, you know, in a gunfight, you know what that means. I'm not going to spell it out for you. Now, good, righteous people must behave according to an absolute and unchanging moral standard. What's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. And the difference between good and evil and between right and wrong are givens. They're not topics subject to some sort of rationalization or justification. And a man should know the difference. There's not any moments where I walk around where I'm just temporarily evil. There's a big difference between, you know, there would be some people say, well, Bill, your version of self-defense is sort of dark. Well, yeah, it is. That's because it's a dark art. And it's a necessary art. And they should, I mean, this nation should be glad that there are rough people out there that are, that know how to handle that kind of burden. I mean, I want you to imagine this. I want you to think about somebody that's like a little league coach. On the weekends, he's got a regular job somewhere else, and then somebody busts up and starts shooting up a shopping mall or something. He's a concealed carry. He draws his weapon. He puts some very well-placed shots, doesn't hit anybody else except the bad guy, kills the bad guy, and then replaces his weapon, and then he goes through all of the physiological and psychological changes that you're going to go through when you have to unfortunately do that, and then he comes out on the other side. But he's able to turn off that aggressive hyperviolence. And that's the difference between us and evil. Hyperviolence in evil has no constraint. It has no volume. And it's, you know, it's not a matter of emotion. Evil's not a matter of emotion. Most of your really evil people are very, very well controlled when it comes to that. Now, another thing is that good people do, and good people always are prepared to act. Now, the problem here, unfortunately, is that the leftist mind is invariably ambivalent in the face of evil. Leftists cannot bring themselves to confront evil honestly because personal vanity makes it impossible for them to recognize their own defects, like fear. So, predictably, they falter, they blame others, they make excuses for themselves and whine, but never take personal responsibility, never lead, never prepare, never fight. When they get out there and say, well, of course, you know, in a gunfight, you might spray and shoot the wrong person. That's them saying to you, I'm afraid if I have a gun and I try to shoot the bad guy, I'm going to shoot the wrong person. When they get out there and say, you can't possibly be trained to handle this, that's them saying, I can't possibly face this. They're not actually trying to get out there and describe us. What they're doing is they're putting up an old-fashioned film projector and showing us exactly what's going on in their emotional psyche as far as having to deal with this. But the problem here is that along with this fear and this projection is also a degree of vanity, which makes them insist that no one is allowed to resist evil in any effective way. Now, I read this somewhere, no greater wrong can ever be done than to put a good man at the mercy of a bad man while insisting the good man not defend himself nor his fellows. In no other way can the success of evil be made surer nor quicker. Now, evil men may not be dissuaded from their malevolent deed by some reason argument, but they can be corrected physically. And that's what gunfighters do. They correct this physically by good men who are armed and competent and audacious. Women too. Women too. Women. Oh gosh, women. Women in the self-defense realm. You are so awesome. Awesome. But there's something out there that called the operator's maxim. Okay. And this is if you're out there and if you go and you train to carry a gun and all this other stuff and you've done stuff and you understand the absolute crazed responsibility that you have when you carry a gun, then my friends, people, ladies, gentlemen, you are all operators now. I dub thee operators. So let me bestow upon you the operator's axiom. It is not our part to master the tides, but to do what is in us during those years wherein we are set to uproot evil in the fields. So those who come after may have clean earth to till, What weather shall greet them while so doing is not ours to influence, nor even know. What that basically boils down to is we're going to leave you. We're going to clear the path for you. But that doesn't mean the path stays clear. So the cycle of responsibility never stops. Everybody in America today, they can legally do so. If you live in a state where you can legally do so, and if you can't, we need to figure out how to change that. But if you live in a state where you can legally do so, you need to take that responsibility. Police are second responders. You are the first responder. You're going to be there. You're going to be the one making the judgment call. You're going to know. You're going to be the one that's going to lose if some sort of intervention isn't put in place right away. I carry a gun. I don't carry a gun because I don't believe in police or calling police. I carry a gun because I can't wait on them to get there. Now, if I'm hanging out with my pal JT, who's a SWAT officer, I don't need to wait on the police. I'm just going to, like, take two steps to the left and let him handle that. And then while he's doing it, I'll be watching his six, which is his, you know, I'll be watching his back if you want to get into that. And but at that point, I don't have to do anything because I have a police officer with me. But the times that I hang out with JT, unfortunately, are not that well. They're not as big as they used to be. He's moved to one end. I've moved to one other end. But having said that, you're going to be your own first responder. That's always going to be something you're going to have to understand. This is not something that changes. It never goes away. So even though you get out there and you are doing it, let the generation coming behind you know that I will do this, and I will do this as long as I can. And at some point, I won't be here anymore. And I will leave you with the best place I can leave you with. But then it's going to be up to you to do what I did. Because it never ends. It never ends. Because evil is out there. We have not changed that much. The nature of man remains the same. No matter what we got behind it, it remains the same. I'll be back next week. Take a minute. Go listen to Goodnight Saigon, please. This has been the Gun Owners News Hour. I'll catch you next time.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.